The Post-Impressionism of George Seurat by Kylie Semenoff. In creating something like a piece of art, an original concept, or a creative piece, the artist can often be left behind or even shadowed by their work. Being recognized for your effort and trouble that goes into creating something is amazing, but it is often what an artist has created it that ends up being well known to the public. Sometimes a creation is so popular that the artist is a secondary thought, or they are compared to someone who has created something similar. This is where Georges Seurat can be an interesting topic. It can be argued that while his style of pointillism is well known, he's not necessarily the first image that comes to someone's mind. Seurat is often compared to his contemporaries, however. André Solomon says his name should be pronounced alone. Between him and his contemporaries, Signac and Cross, there is only a chronological relationship. Even though Seurat was one of the first post-impressionists, Van Gogh and Cézanne can take up slightly more of the spotlight, or Seurat and his works are compared. But Solomon is right in saying that there is only really a comparison in when they lived. Seurat is a master and creator of this style and should be recognized more for it. While Seurat is often compared to his contemporaries, it is important that we as reader and viewers take steps to acknowledge where he is different and unique through looking at his attitude towards art, use of science, and color theory, as well as his contributions to the new Impressionist movement despite now engaging much with the art community. Looking back at the French art community of the 19th century, it was dominated by a veil of judgment towards artists and their creators. One's stance or opinions on an artist's work could elevate or decrease an artist's exposure. While critics were looking at many different aspects of a painting while making their reports and articles, creating a new style would attract a lot of attention in a gallery show and opportunities to look down on the artists. The irony, though, is that this is arguably why some artists are more well-known, because they tried something different and received judgment. Seurat is a prime example of this. With his new use of the pointillism techniques, he painted his first new Impressionist painting, Bathers, which was rejected by the Salon due to the style but caught the eye of Paul Signac at the Salon d'Independance, where Seurat continued to display his work. Seurat helped lead the new Impressionist movement, which should already set him apart from his contemporaries. However, he was relatively lesser known compared to them. Seurat was proud of his position of the leader of the new movement, but he was protective of his role. He was a recluse and often was secretive due to his beliefs that his techniques were being corrupted by other artists. This led him to being relatively unknown until long after his death. However, once his work was more known outside of France, his paintings started to become collector's pieces. One reason he became popular in death was probably due to his views of the artists around him and his reclusion, since this likely is how he was able to paint over 240 oil paintings a little over 9 years. With this large collection, his work spread into the years after his death. While his contemporaries, such as Van Gogh and Cézanne, have their own unique styles, Seurat used a logical science and optical manipulation as a mastery of his own. With his techniques of pointillism, Seurat helped to pioneer a movement, but kept his use of color grounded in logic. Seurat used the works and writings of Eugène Delacroix, along with other theorists and aesthetics of the time. He read Ogden Rude's book Modern Chromatics and adapted his color wheel and system of color harmonies in his new style of painting, the first work with it being Bathers. It was this new style that started his short journey with the new Impressionist painters. John Gage describes Seurat by saying there can be little doubt that the painter himself nailed his flag firmly to the mast of technical innovation. Seurat first started playing around with his style with his paintings as he experimented with light and shadow. This allowed him to perfect his techniques while using light and shadow while painting his future works. His drawings were also a way to learn more about him, as at the time friends and colleagues described his love for drawing, saying he would craze about the art and turn to it when he was down. These drawings were key to developing his style. Seurat worked with this style, as also one could be described as very manipulating to the eye, and this becomes what his paintings are well known for. The fact that the images are made from thousands of dots of paint that come together to form an image from a distance. Every time he went to a new canvas, he continued to improve his technique and improve his use of color and dots. Gage describes viewing distance, the relationship of contrast to mixtures in the structure of the surface, and the perceived relationship of hues and values as being the key to Seurat's pointillism technique and a way to consider his paintings. Seurat's style and how he put so much work in developing it was the start of many style and movements and deserves to be recognized. Georges Seurat was a revolutionary artist whose style was new and whose techniques left marks on the art community. Seurat was one of the leaders of the new Impressionist movement, and to look into the future gave influence to Cubism with his use of style and color. With his relatively short amount of life, Seurat had managed to accomplish so much while at the same time keeping many things hidden. He was met with some walls put up by art critics and still managed to make himself known, even if some of that recognition came a while after his death. With 240 paintings under his belt and his role as a new Impressionist leader that he coveted dearly, Georges Seurat will forever remain a staple in the art community. As people learn about him, they should try to think about and understand his methods and life accomplishments.